Our guest, Kosciuszko Mayor Tim Kyle, for a minute with the mayor. And the mayor had the first alderman meeting last night of December, one of the final ones of 2021. Unfortunately, I was a little under the weather, did not get to go to the meeting, but we do have an agenda right here. We appreciate Michelle for always sending that to me. But first up, you are approving a purchase for, looks like, a lawnmower.
Yeah, just getting ready for next summer, Brett. Got a lawnmower that we purchased for the Parks Department that was on state contract. So, you know, just had that one bid since that was state price. So we got that ordered, and then kind of going along with the same park. You know, we had purchase of some scoreboards. You know, we've had that grant that came in, you know, a year or so ago that we got from through the state that we're spending down on the Hugh Ellard, redoing that park. You know, we're bricking all the backstops back there, going to make it look similar to the high school field, going to concrete around the outsides of those when you have your chairs sitting around the backstop. All that will be concrete now, and new scoreboards. We're going to be on new concession. Really trying to, you know, fix the park up.
Yeah, and next up was a payment to Gardner Engineering for a work on the South Huntington Street project, which is, you know, kind of going on right now.
Yes, it's just a payment for their engineering fees to go along with the project.
And then you got an appointment, look like five or six appointments to hear, you know, sort of the end of the year thing.
Yeah, end of the year, typically in November, December, or the 1st of January anyway, we have different commissions that we have. So last night, you know, we just reappointed several of those guys, appointed some new ones. I think Anthony Riley was reappointed to the licensing board, appointed Trent Fleming to replace Ricky Sisney on the licensing board, reappointed Steve Russell for our historic preservation commission, and we appointed Justin Devlin to our planning commission, and then reappoint Darren Milner to the planning commission.
And after that, that was all the agenda. Then you go on to new business, and another thing going on, you know, with dogs in the city. You know, we talked about it last time with, you know, folks having to meet all the demands for, you know, what happens if your animal's deemed a dangerous dog and all that. So you kind of had a couple of groups there last night about that.
Well, you know, last meeting we had, we dealt with the dogs that attacked the lady that was the meter reader several months ago. You know, two of those dogs were deemed vicious, and they were euthanized. The other five dogs were deemed dangerous, and we do know one of those dogs were involved in the attack. We just don't know which one. And so those, the alderman did say the gentleman has to meet all of these city requirements, guidelines. You know, he had asked, could he carry him to the county? But, you know, I think, you know, our job partly is to make sure the public is safe and do whatever we can to maintain that. And so he has to meet all these guidelines prior to the returning those dogs to him. And, you know, like I say, it's a long list. Those dogs have to be microchipped. They have to have a certain type of fencing. Anytime they're out, they have to be muzzled. It's a long list of things he has to do. So he, for him to be able to get those dogs back, all of that has to be taken care of. And, you know, he has 10 days to do that. And then we had another dogs that we picked up sometime, I think it was last week, or maybe the week prior to Thanksgiving. Same scenario. These dogs didn't bite anybody, but they were chasing people and aggressive behavior. So, you know, those dogs, guy came last night, wanted those dogs back. Same scenario. He's got to meet all these guidelines before we can take them. You know, and it's just an ongoing problem, and we're trying to address that. So, you know, if you have dogs that's in your neighborhood, they're running loose, you just make sure you call us, and we're trying to rectify this problem.
And after that, there was yet another appointment. This one to Kosciuszko Water and Light, or a reappointment, I guess it was.
Yeah, Donnie Gladney's, his term's expiring the January 1. So the board last night reappointed Donnie to that position.
Yep. And finally on the new business was someone, sort of a group of business wanting to buy the vacant lot on the south side of the square. It's what I guess everyone just kind of calls the old Leonard's location.
Yeah, everybody knows that it's a Leonard's lot. And, you know, when the building was torn down, you know, several years ago, we've had that vacant lot there. And everybody always says, hey, man, what are we going to do here? You know, we have talked about maybe even doing a little small park there, some other things. But we had a gentleman that approached us a month or so ago, interested in purchasing this lot. So, you know, state law, you have to get two appraisals. So we've done that. So you take the average of those appraisals, and then the appraisal fee, state law says that the buyer has to pay, you know, 50% of that. So we voted last night to sell that lot, and right now it looks like that is going to be some type of multi-purpose development, you know, maybe with some retail, office, and maybe some living space there. So we'll wait to see exactly what that's going to be, but you know, that's going to be a great addition to the square there when that gets started, you know, to fill up that corner and just see some more activity there.
Yep. And that's all that was on the agenda. You know, there's usually a comment section, but, you know, I was not there, so I wasn't privy to the comment section. So you'll have to walk us through any comments that were made after the meeting.
Yeah, we just talked just a little bit about, you know, still things that's going on this month in our community. You know, last month was a busy month. December is busy, so, you know, there's lots of things to do. You know, I just encourage everybody to get out, you know, come uptown, you know, enjoy the lights. You know, it's a lot of work goes into that. It doesn't last that long, but it's fantastic. It looks great for our community. And some of the things that's going on downtown, you know, last night had train rides downtown from 5 to 8, and we'll have that again next Tuesday the 13th, and that's from 5 to 8, and it costs I think like $5 to ride. If you're 3 and under, it's free. And then this coming Thursday the 8th and next Thursday the 15th, we will have carriage rides downtown. That's 5 to 8, and same cost for that. And then this Saturday December the 10th, there's gonna be a little Christmas concert at the library at 6 p.m. And then next Tuesday, I don't know if you've ever been to this, but Kosciuszko Upper Elementary does Winter Wonderland. And if you've never been, if your child hadn't been over there, it is amazing. I can't imagine these kids how happy they are every day just to go to school and be in that environment, because it is absolutely wonderful over the way he's got that building fixed. And it's a $2 entrance fee to come, but I'm telling you, it'd take all that to help pay their light bill over there. Yeah. They got so many lights, but it is fantastic. So if y'all get an opportunity to go, and like I say, that's next Tuesday at 5 p.m. at Kosciuszko Upper Elementary. And then the following Saturday on the 17th, Tyler County Community Choir is going to have a little Christmas concert up there at the Skipworth Performing Arts Center, and that's at 4 p.m.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. You know, it's Christmas time, and we have the most of these events, we have them online at breezynews.com, so you can kind of see at least maybe if it doesn't give you all the details, it gives you the who, what, where, when, why of it, and you'll know what's going to be going on. And I think we're going to have we might have someone on to talk to us about Winter Wonderland pretty soon. We'll see what we can come up with. But, Mayor, that's all I had, unless there's anything else that you wanted to mention this morning.
That'll do me, Britt.
All right. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you for stopping by. We'll talk to you here in a couple of weeks on Minute with the Mayor.
Thanks.